Stephen's speech was this, in summary, his last 5 minutes. If Pat's view of the truth is the truth, then I wouldn't like that, so I'm not going to accept it. That's basically what he said. Look at what Pat's saying. Wouldn't that be horrible? Oh, I wouldn't like that, so I'm not going to accept it. You see, Stephen is using the wrong basis. It's what he wants, what he thinks, or how he thinks it ought to be. Like he said, well, if the son sinned, would I disinherit him? I wouldn't do that. See, Stephen doesn't think it ought to be that way, so that's the way Stephen thinks God ought to be. He thinks God is like him. How Stephen thinks it ought to be, that's the way it ought to be, instead of looking at how God revealed it. Yes, God is strict. I want to apologize for that. You have to obey God. Do you remember Uzzah as an illustration in 1 Chronicles 13, verses 7 through 10? They said, don't touch the ark. The ark's about to fall, and as I like to say, bust to smithereens. He reaches up there and touches it just long enough to steady it. Okay? He's trying to help God. But God strikes him dead. God expects you to obey him. He expected Uzzah to obey, and he expects us to obey him. Now, Stephen wouldn't do it that way if he were God. So Stephen concludes that's not the way God does it. In effect, Stephen is assuming that he's as smart as God, because instead of believing what God said, he's going to believe the way he thinks it ought to be. I don't like that, therefore I'm not going to believe it. That's not what you should do, Stephen. Now, as far as the ranting and raving, I'm exaggerating there, about losing your salvation if you sin, Galatians 5:4 couldn't put it any clearer. You know the Baptist position that you can't fall from grace? Paul said, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are falling from grace. Verse 2 puts it this way. If you do that, Christ shall profit you nothing. You can't be saved if Christ profits you nothing. The only way you can be saved is if you profit from the death of Christ. You fall from grace. Can't apologize for what Paul said. Stephen's position, and he alluded to it in his speech, was that God forgives when you're justified at the beginning, forgives past, present, and future. Then I wonder why John said to the Christians in 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Stephen's position is those sins had already been forgiven way back when they had been regenerated and born again. Future sins. Yet, John told these Christians to confess so they had their sins forgiven. Didn't need to, according to Stephen. They'd already been forgiven. Now, Stephen's whole argument tonight was basically from Romans 11, verse 6. If it's by grace, it can't be of works. They're mutually exclusive. Yet, we showed that the walls of Jericho fell down by grace. That's indisputable. By faith. Hebrews 11:30. And by the way, that was Joshua 6:2 that shows it was by grace. Did they have to meet conditions? Yes. So you're not saved by works in the sense they earn your salvation. It's God's grace. But just because it's by grace, that does not mean that a person does not have to meet conditions, because you see they did. Now that responds to his whole argument tonight. It does. This proves that something can be by grace and yet conditional. And that's all we're saying that salvation is. And that's the difference between us and Stephen. We believe and agree with him that salvation is by grace, but we believe it's conditional. You have to obey God. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Not he that does nothing shall be saved. So put up number 10. As I said, last night I showed these plain passages that show you have to be baptized to be saved. They were easy to see and clear. I think that maybe the reason you could not accept them is not because they weren't plain, but because you have the same idea that Stephen has, is that when it says, saved by grace through faith, not of works, that just means it can't have anything to do with baptism. Well, we've shown you from Joshua 6 that theory is not true. So now you're free to accept what Jesus plainly says. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Do you want to face the God in judgment, arguing against that? Making all kinds of quibbles to get around what Jesus plainly said? Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That shows that baptism is for the remission of sins. It can't be because of the remission of sins, because repent is also for the remission of sins, and it's not because of. You have to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. If you've only just been immersed, but you hadn't been baptized for the remission of sins, and you hadn't done what Peter said, you haven't done what God said, you're free to accept the plain meaning of these passages now that you know that Stephen's application of Ephesians 2:8 and 9 is incorrect. Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Isn't it plain? It's very plain. It's just a matter of whether or not you will accept it. No, I don't believe that means you don't believe in the Bible. I believe that your heart is not prepared to accept what Jesus said, because you've got the system of theology put first before what God says. Galatians 3 said you could become a child of God by faith, for as many of you become have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. 1 Peter 3:21, baptism doth also now save us. As I said last night, what would God have to say for you to agree with my position? What would he have had to say if this doesn't do it? I would like to know. Thank you very much for coming, listening, and thank you so much, I'm saying it for my part, Ben will be up here in just a minute, for coming and spending all this time coming two nights or one night to the debate. Stephen and I really appreciate it. As we've mentioned, both of us agree this subject is important, and we encourage you to go home now and study your Bibles, maybe some of the texts that we've discussed, but there are other texts we didn't have time to get to. Study it on your own, and we'll agree, Stephen and I agree, the Bible is right. Stephen may be right or wrong, I may be right or wrong, but the Bible is right. So study for yourself and determine what the truth is. Thanks.